This is URN.
I've got an article here from BBC News that takes a closer look at the origin of the hashtag #MeAt14 trend that began this weekend on social media. The first person to tweet using this hashtag was a lawyer from North Carolina, and it was in response to the allegations made against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, who was accused of pursuing a 14-year-old girl when he was 32. More than 50,000 people on social media have been posting pictures of themselves in their early teens with the hashtag #MeAt14. It's been used as a way of illustrating that teenagers need to be protected, and when you're 14, you are definitely too young to consent to a relationship with a grown man. So most of the talk about this article today is going to be a debate, because I feel like there's a lot of issues we can discuss about this. So firstly, do any of the panellists have a problem with the concept that women are feeling the need that they have to post photographic evidence on social media in order to demonstrate the surely very clear fact that children need to be protected from sexual harassment and abuse?
I think there's kind of two sides to this. When I first heard the story, Kat, I think I was straight away quite, you know, social media is not the place to be making accusations. It's, you know, if you have a genuine case of sexual harassment, then the police is the best place to go and for them to deal with it. But then there's obviously the side of raising awareness, and in this case it sounds like the hashtag #MeAt14 is more a case of making people realize just how young people are at 14. And I think it's quite interesting that if someone that knew someone who was 40, to know, you know, they might not have known them when they were younger, and to see photographs of them so much younger, I think that maybe does, you know, seeing those images could be quite powerful. I think obviously it's something that, you know, social media things like this, like hashtags, can get out of hand quite easily, and very much can sometimes turn away from what they originally intended to do. So it's difficult, because obviously if you go to the police with a sexual harassment case, it's kept, you know, not quiet, but kept confidential so that an investigation can take place. Whereas obviously things like saying #MeAt14, although people that are getting involved in it aren't necessarily saying they've been harassed, but they are kind of claiming, they're saying, I disagree with this happening and I'm raising awareness of it. I think something that's quite interesting, obviously, I personally feel that nowadays, people, girls that are 14 especially, look so much older than 14 when I was 14. I mean, I've just turned 21 and I still get ID'd if I buy a lottery ticket. So I do look young for my age, and I'm well aware of that. But I do think that there's been, since I was early teens, I look at people now who are my sisters, my friend's sisters, that are of that age, and I just genuinely think, like, how are you not 17, 18, and they're 13, 14? And so I think something like this can be quite powerful, because it's not only addressing the idea that obviously 14 is a very young age, and in no circumstance could anyone ever be 14 and able to actually consent to a sexual relationship, but also it kind of has this other platform of reminding people that maybe you might not think that somebody is 14, but actually, yes, they are. I mean, obviously, I don't know how the general age demographic of the people that are getting involved in this hashtag, but there are people I know that say if they're in their 20s now and said this was #MeAt14, I would fully think they were 18 in those pictures. So I think maybe that's kind of another sort of way that the debate could maybe go, because it is interesting to see the differences in what people look like at that age, because it can differ so much between people.
I think you're very true with the topic you said a bit earlier, with saying that we need to make sure it stays on topic, because some people who are maybe less affiliated with this debate may hijack the hashtag and may change it to mean something else, or to give it less meaning,
almost just like as if they kind of want to show a picture of them in their
younger years, like, oh, this is #MeAt14. But also, I do definitely also agree about the people looking older. I think that's certainly true. I feel like, I mean, there's 5 years difference between me and 14-year-olds, and the generation gap almost seems just, it's immense, because I wasn't, people can do their makeup like to perfection and all this sort of stuff, and I just look at it and I think I just had no idea.
I'm pretty sure I didn't even know what mascara was when I was 14, and now there's people like ordering the Fenty makeup and all this, and I'm just like, how is this your priority at 14 years old?
But social media, I think, has done this because people are more aware. But I also think you were right when saying people who are 40 maybe sharing a picture saying this is me at 14, you'll think, oh my god, wow, this is a big difference. But maybe people who is slightly younger sharing a picture, it'll be have less of an impact. I feel like it maybe depends on the... I mean, it's great if everybody's doing this for the right reason. It's raising awareness for the right reason. But I do also think that maybe the older the people, the generations that is most doing it may have a different effect.
I think this is quite like an interesting story because it's almost bringing a full circle on social media, because part of the issue that we've been talking about, people looking older when they're 14 and kind of nowadays we get confused between ages, is almost because of like pictures posted on social media and this pressure in having like a great appearance and even at a young age wearing makeup, and then we're bringing it back to people who are then highlighting this on social media. So there's almost like a irony in this that it's had to be brought back to social media to kind of raise awareness about the issue.
Well, we've had a web text saying that, is this campaign being read into too much? And maybe it's just a superficiality thing. Is this just the effect of social media?
That is a very interesting point. I think this campaign itself has obviously been trending this weekend, but there's also been a few other social media campaigns in light of the recent sexual assault allegations that have been happening in the news. So another one that I thought we could talk about a bit was the hashtag MeToo campaign, which is more about people who have been affected with either harassment or abuse sharing their stories on social media. And I think this is a bit more of a controversial debate because we were talking about this earlier, that is social media the right place to be sharing these stories, and how much change can actually happen from posting it to your followers or your friends, and rather than taking it to more legal places?
I think there's something, these are very different campaigns. Obviously saying me at 14 is kind of showing solidarity with people that have been through something, whereas saying me too is you are explicitly saying that you've been a victim of sexual harassment, which is obviously something that is quite a lot more serious, because although you might not necessarily be naming someone and making a sort of formal accusation, you are claiming that something that's illegal has happened. We were saying earlier about the whole, obviously there's nothing been confirmed, so I wouldn't want to, you know, claim that anything has happened, but recently there's been a social media incrimination of Ed Westwick, the actor, and that was literally... I went on Twitter a couple of days ago and the top trending thing was Ed Westwick, and I was like, what on earth is he trending for? Had a look and everyone was saying, you know, can't believe this, disowning him as my favourite actor, all this kind of thing. And when I actually looked into it, the only thing that had come about from this was that somebody had posted 5 screenshots of notes that they'd written on their phone on Instagram. And while I'm not in any way saying that people shouldn't feel that they can talk about this, and I'm not undermining that this person, what she's saying, but that is not incriminating evidence if it's not been through the police system. Yeah. And, you know, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. And so social media kind of has this warped effect of taking anything that they see as gospel.
But I also feel like the media in general, like there's been a lot at the moment about sexual abuse, sexual allegations, and not necessarily all about... Actually, a lot of it has been to... I mean, there was Kevin Spacey and Aaliyah, who allegedly is... I think he admitted it, you know, acted inappropriately towards a 14, 15-year-old boy. And I feel like the media and social media has just been hijacked massively by sexual harassment allegations at the moment. And, yeah, I just don't know whether that... I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't happen, but I just feel like there's been a massive wave and it's almost like people want to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, there's kind of the issue when people start... Normally, like, you'd find out about news through the, like, news websites or on the TV. And in most cases, obviously not all cases, there's some form of, like, evidence, and maybe you're finding out about a sexual abuse case as it's going on. Whereas if you're finding out about it from a post on social media, this is like the very start of it. And I think that if people start with posting on social media, there is a question of, will their the sort of reliability of their case then be immediately put into question? And it's something that we need to think about in terms of, if everyone's like, who feels that they've been affected, starts posting on social media, will it then sort of bring the whole importance of the case down with questions of validity?
This is URN.